Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Echelbarger. It's time to get a bowl of Jell-O and enjoy our next episode of My Favorite Husband. This is episode number 71 of the series, and it is entitled Liz Teaches Iris to Drive. It originally aired on January 13th, 1950.
It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Jell-O, everybody.
Yes, it's the new gay family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers, it's early evening and they've just finished dinner.
You haven't made any plans for tonight, have you, Liz?
No, why?
How would you like to go for a little ride?
Go for a ride? What for? We're married.
Well, I thought you might like to go for a ride in a brand new 1950 automobile.
Brand new 19... Oh, George, you darling, you don't mean that.
Yes,
you...
I do.
Oh!
The Atterburys got their new car today. And they're coming over to take us for a ride.
Oh, Keen, I thought you meant you finally broke down and bought a new car.
No chance. You know we can't afford it.
But, George, I don't see why we
can't... Oh, now, don't start in, Liz. We have a perfectly good car. Gets us where we want to go.
Yes, but it needs fixing. The isinglass curtains are all shot. We need new wicks in the headlamps.
Never mind, Liz. We're keeping that car.
Well, all right, if you want a wife with one leg bigger than the other.
What are you talking about?
The battery's always going dead.
Well, what of it?
Well, how do you think I started? I have to open the door, put one foot on the running board, and push it like a scooter.
Oh, Liz.
I got a right leg like Betty Grable and a left leg like Gorgeous George.
Now, stop it. You're just being ridiculous. Your leg is nothing like Betty Grable's.
Well.
Oh, there they are. Come on, let's go out and take a look at their new car.
Yeah, I want to eat my heart out.
George boy, Liz girl, how do you like it?
Wow, what a car.
Well, Liz, what do you say?
Oh, it's beautiful, Iris. Look at all that fancy schmancy chrome. Now, that's what the front of a car should look like. That's the back.
Ooh.
How do you like the color of the car, Liz?
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. Where'd you ever find such a lovely shade of black?
Wasn't my idea. I wanted a canary yellow convertible with leopard skin upholstery. But Rudolph is president of a bank, so we always end up with black. Feel like I'm riding in a hearse.
Lotus bud.
It's true, Liz. One day, we accidentally cut through a funeral and half the cars followed us home.
Lotus bud. Keep that up and the cars won't be following you accidentally.
Why, Mr. Atterbury.
George, I want to show you something. Come round here to the back. I mean the front. There's a bumper that guards the guard, that guards the bumper, that guards the grill guard, that guards the grill. You don't get to the motor for 3 feet.
Great.
Iris, have you asked him yet?
No, girl. He's so happy, I hate to say anything.
But look, if he agreed to teach you how to drive, if he got a new car, now what goes?
Well, you know, he promised me a fur coat instead, but I think that was a campaign promise to get my vote.
Well, let me bring up the subject. Maybe he won't want to refuse in front of George and me.
Gee, Mr. Atterbury, that really is something. Oh, Liz, you ought to see that grill. It's a honey.
Yes, dear. Oh, Iris. Yes, Liz? I suppose now that you've got a new car, you'll be learning how to drive. Oh, yes. Rudolph promised he'd teach me. Didn't you, Rudolph? Rudolph, did you hear me? Are you going to teach me to drive?
Yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
Yes, I heard you, and no, I'm not going to teach you to drive.
Well, I just don't think you're being fair, Mr. Atterbury. George taught me to drive 3 years ago.
Yes, and I just stopped shaking this morning.
Well, you're a big help.
Look, it's no use. My mind is made up.
But, Rudolph,
listen,
you...
Listen, Iris, listen. In my day, I've done many things that I'm not proud of. I've attached salaries and repossessed cars and foreclosed on mortgages. But I couldn't stand to have it on my conscience that I put another woman driver on the streets.
Why, you pompous tub of lard.
Pompous?
Oh, never mind, Iris. He's not the only teacher in the world. I know a wonderful driver who'll be glad to teach you how to drive.
You do? Who is it?
Me.
Oh, no.
Liz, are you out of your mind?
Certainly not. I can teach Iris. In a few weeks, you'll be driving just the way I do.
Yeah. What a frightening thought.
Don't worry, Iris. We'll show him.
Liz?
What?
I absolutely forbid you to teach Iris to drive. Is that clear? Is that clear?
Yes, George.
And Iris, I absolutely forbid you to let Liz teach you to drive. Understand?
Yes, Rudolph. George.
Rudolph!
No!
You know, Iris, I think they mean it. Hi, Iris.
Hi, Liz.
Ready for your driving lesson?
All ready, Liz girl.
I just dropped Katie at the market. She'll meet me here later. Say... There's your car in the driveway. How come Mr. Atterbury left it home?
Well, he started to drive to the bank, and then suddenly he couldn't stand the thought of taking that beautiful, shiny new car into traffic.
Well, I'm glad he left it. Now I can teach you to drive in your own car.
Well, we won't hurt it, will we, Liz? I'd hate him to find out what we're doing.
Oh, don't be silly. We'll be doing him a favor by breaking it in.
If he ever finds out, he'll murder me.
Iris, your husband has no right to keep you from learning to drive. It's just a plot so he can have the car all the time.
Yeah.
You have a legal right to learn to drive.
Yeah.
You can qualify for a license as soon as you're past 18, and boy, do you qualify.
Yeah. Liz!
Oh, you know what I mean. Come on, let's get in your car. Well, why don't you get in?
I can't fit in that little space behind the wheel. Well, there's not nearly enough...
Oh, now, don't get excited, Iris. Luckily, you have an adjustable seat.
I have?
No, the car.
Oh!
There. Now get in.
There. That's better.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
With the seat back, your feet don't reach the pedals.
How do you like that husband of mine? He deliberately bought the wrong size car for me.
Iris, cars don't come in sizes. People do. Now we'll just slip the seat forward a little. There.
Yeah.
Now, I'll explain the whole thing to you. Those two pedals under your feet are the clutch and the brake.
Which is which?
Well, the one on the... No, the one on the... Well, it's easier to tell when the car's moving. How? Well, it's very simple. If you step on the brake and if you don't stop, it's the clutch.
Oh, well, that sounds easy enough.
Yeah. Now we'll start the car. We turn the keys like this, see? Mm-hmm. Now the ignition's on. Step on the starter. Okay.
What are you doing, Iris?
I'm trying to get my foot up on the dashboard.
Why?
Well, you told me to step on the starter, and that's where it is.
Oh, in my car, it's on the floor. Well, push it.
It started. It started. Hooray, I'm driving.
Hold it, girl. There's more. You have to be moving.
Oh. Well, what do I do now?
Push in the clutch. Try the pedal on the left.
Okay.
Now pull this gear thing down toward you.
All right. Here goes.
Perfect. Gee, that's even better than I do. Now here we go. Let the clutch out very slowly and smoothly.
All right. There. How was that?
Great. In case you find something rolling around the back seat, it's my head.
Hey, look at me, Liz. Now I'm driving. How am I doing?
Well, you're going awfully crooked. Drive straight.
I am driving straight. The car's going crooked.
Well, you'd better do what I do. See that white line down the middle of the road?
Yes.
Well, get one wheel on either side. And your radiator cap right on the line, and you can go straight as a die.
Okay. Gee, this is fun.
All right, now I'll show you a wonderful invention. See that little mirror right above the windshield?
Yeah.
What do you see in it?
I see out the back window.
Oh, no, it's not adjusted right. Fix it so you can see yourself.
Okay. There.
See? That's so you can put on lipstick while you're driving and still keep one hand on the wheel.
Well, what won't they think of next?
Okay, Iris, now I'm going to teach you to turn a corner. It's just like going straight, only you give the wheel a big jerk and go in a different direction.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, of course, you have to make a hand signal. There's a signal for turning left, turning right, and stopping.
Well, what are they?
Well, they're all the same. You just stick your hand out the window and wave it.
But how can they tell what you're going to do?
They can't, but as soon as they see it's a woman's hand, they stop until you've done it. Now turn at this next corner.
Am I ready for it?
Well, no, but we don't have much choice. It's a dead-end street. There we are. Nice work, Iris. Mm. Home safe and sound and not a scratch. And you park beautifully.
Oh, it was easy with you working the brake for me.
And now, my prize pupil, I've decided you are ready to solo.
Solo?
Yes. I'm going to get out and you're going to drive around the block alone.
I can't.
Of course you can. Katie's waiting for me in my car. I'll stay here with her and you go around the block and pull up and park in back of us.
Well, okay, if you say so. Wish me luck.
Good luck. Chin up. Oh, gee, I can hardly believe she's only had one lesson. Hi, Katie.
Hello, Mrs. Cooper. I've been waiting for you.
Did you see Mrs. Atterbury? This is her first time alone. She's going to drive around the block all by herself.
Oh, do you think she can do it?
Certainly.
Oh, my goodness, there she comes now, down at the corner.
She sure got around the block fast enough.
Oh, why is she driving so close to the curb?
Don't worry, she's going to park in back of us.
Well, does she know how?
Katie, I taught her, didn't I? Would I be sitting here if I didn't think she'd stop in plenty of time? But... Ah! Ah! Oh! Oh! What's the matter with her?
She's getting out. Here she comes.
Why didn't you put your hand out?
What? We were standing still. You ran into us.
Oh, that's right.
How bad are the cars?
I'm afraid to look.
Oh, now, don't cry, Iris. Here, let me take a look. Oh, they're not smashed too bad.
How will we explain this to our husbands?
Well, crying isn't going to... Our husbands. Ah! I forgot about them.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, but I think Liz could do her friend a better turn than trying to teach her to drive, like showing her how to make swell things to eat with Jell-O. Here's an easy treat called pineapple date salad. It's really salad and dessert all in one. Just prepare fruit-rich lemon Jell-O as directed, but use canned pineapple juice for half the water. When slightly thickened, fold in 1 cup of diced canned pineapple and 1 cup of pitted dates quartered. Unmold on crisp lettuce and watch even the men folks go for that salad. Rich, sunshiny lemon Jell-O combined with dates and juicy pineapple. All 6 delicious Jell-O flavors are chock full of wonderful locked-in goodness that make you think of the real ripe fruit itself. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. So look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O, and Jell-O spells a treat. Jell-O is a registered trademark of General Foods.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now back to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband. On a quiet side street in Sheridan Falls stands a monument to womanhood. 2 cars smashed together. And on the curb surveying the wreckage stands Iris Atterbury, the smasher, and Liz Cooper, the smashee.
Oh, Liz, Rudolph will kill me.
Well, my life expectancy isn't any too long either. Look at that mess. Looks like your car tried to bite my car in the trunk.
Oh, that beautiful grill.
Well, crying isn't going to help, Iris. Let's be practical. We'll try to get the cars apart. Katie, you climb up on Iris's bumper, and I'll climb up and stand on my bumper. Now we'll both jump up and down.
Okay. What's supposed to happen, Liz?
I don't know, but this is what men always do.
Well, look, are you sure you're not leaving out anything?
Oh, I forgot. Iris, you stand down there and swear. Oh, it's no use. Boy, they're really hooked.
Mrs. Cooper, I think I'll walk on home. I want to get this meat in the icebox.
All right, Katie, see you later. Come on, Iris. We'll take our cars down to Bill Fisher's beauty shop.
Beauty shop?
Oh, the beauty shop is just a front, so it'll look all right when you drive in. See, there's a secret garage in back. He specializes in ladies' fenders.
Oh. Hey, that's good to know.
Oh, he does all my work. Okay, come on, Iris. You drive with me.
Well, what about my car?
No, don't worry. It'll follow us. These cars are hooked together for good. People are staring at us. Haven't they ever seen 2 cars hooked together like this?
Does it feel funny driving?
Sort of. It's like having a trailer in back. We haven't got far to go, though. Just down this hill and up the next one.
Hey, Liz, you better pull over. I think someone's trying to pass you.
Oh, yeah? Well, why didn't he honk his horn? Fine thing. Okay, go ahead and pass.
Here he comes. Look, it's a car just like our new one.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that one's been in an accident, too. Yeah. Well, I hope it's a man driving. That'll prove that they crack up new cars, too. Is it, Iris?
I can't quite see. No, it's not a man.
Oh, darn, it would be a woman.
It's not a woman, either.
What?
It's nobody.
Nobody?
There's no one at the wheel. That's my car passing us, Liz.
Oh, don't be silly. Your car is hooked in back. I can see it through the... Oh! Oh! There's nothing back there.
Oh, what'll we do?
Look at it go down the hill.
It's sure going straight. You drive much better when you're not in the car.
Oh, Liz, what are we going to do?
Well, what can we do? I'll just follow it up this hill and see what... It's slowing down.
It won't make the top of the hill.
Yes, it will. No, it won't.
It stopped.
It's backing up. It's coming right toward us.
Liz, do something.
You do something. It's your car.
Are you crazy? I can't even stop it when I'm in it.
All right, hang on, Iris. If I turn the wheel, we can get out of the way before... Oh, no. Oh, no.
Your car smashed in front and mine smashed in back. How can we ever explain this?
We can't. So we're not even going to try.
What do you mean?
Look, Iris, even if we told the truth, no one would believe us, so there's only one thing to do.
What?
As far as we're concerned, we didn't even see our cars today.
What?
They were stolen this morning. Get it? We have no idea where our cars are or what happened to them.
What car?
That's the spirit.
George, boy, did you get Liz to talk last night?
Not a word. She just keeps claiming she knows nothing about it.
Did you bring her with you?
Yes, she's waiting outside. Well, why do you want her here?
I have an idea. Meet Mr. Rogers. He's the adjuster for the insurance company.
How do you do?
How do you do?
You couldn't get your wife to talk either, eh, Atterbury?
No, no. I sat her in a kitchen chair and turned the bridge lamp in her face. But she kept screaming, I didn't do it! I didn't do it! I tell you, I didn't do it! I would have gone further, but I hated to cut up a perfectly good garden hose.
You know, I'm beginning to think that maybe they didn't do it.
Nonsense. That accident had a woman's touch.
I even told Iris that Liz had confessed, but she didn't fall for it. That's why I asked you to bring Liz down.
Oh, I get it. We'll tell Liz that Iris ratted on her, and then she'll squeal.
Right.
What do you think it'll work?
What's good enough for Humphrey Bogart is good enough for me. Now, wait till I get to the phone. All right, bring her in.
Okay. Oh, Liz, come in here a minute, will you?
George, will you please tell me why I had to come all the way to...
Shh! Mr. Atterbury's on the phone.
Oh.
I see, Iris. Yes, Iris. So that's the way the cars got wrecked, eh?
What?
Liz, you're eavesdropping.
Oh, keep quiet.
Yes, dear, yes, I agree with you. It was all Liz's fault.
Why, that dirty stool pigeon.
Shh, Liz.
Thank you for being so honest, Iris. I absolve you of all blame. Goodbye, Lotus Bud.
Well, I don't blame Liz for not telling us what happened, George. But good old Iris did.
Good old Iris is going to get her good old eyes scratched out. I heard you say it was my fault. Is that what she told you?
Yes. Wasn't it?
It most certainly was not. I'll tell you what really happened.
Good. Meet Mr. Rogers from the insurance company.
How do you do?
You, how do you do? If you can take this down, it's going to be good.
Go ahead.
Well, Iris was riding with me, and we were going down 4th Street. You know where the hill is?
Yes.
When all of a sudden, her car started to pass us.
But you said Mrs. Atterbury was with you. Who was driving her car?
Nobody.
Liz, now stop stalling.
I'm not. Her car passed us, went up the hill and back down the hill right into my car.
All by its little self?
All by its little self.
Well, that could explain how her taillights got embedded in your radiator. Now all we have to find out is how your taillights got into her radiator.
It's very simple. You see, when I started to teach Iris to drive...
Oh, no.
Don't worry. I gave her a 2-hour lesson before I let her solo.
You what?
Oh, no. Solo? Iris?
alone in my beautiful new car. I may be sick.
Now go on, Liz.
Well, Iris went around the block fine, but when she tried to park, she plowed into me clear up to her grill.
Oh, oh, it's all right, Mr. Atterbury. It's all over now.
I know. She tells it so vividly. I can almost feel my chrome crumpling.
Go on, Mrs. Cooper. I can hardly wait to hear the rest of it.
Well, there isn't much more to tell. The bumpers on the cars were locked together, so we both got in my car and headed down the hill for the repair shop, and that's where her car broke loose and passed me.
Liz, don't say a word.
Iris Atterbury, I want to talk to you.
I called home, and Katie said you were down here. I'm not too late, am I, girl?
What do you mean?
Rudolph tried to trick me into telling everything by saying you'd squealed, but I didn't fall for it.
You didn't?
No. You haven't said anything, have you?
Well, you see... Oh, I did, Iris. I'm a fool. I told them the truth.
The truth? Oh, you didn't.
You're darn right she didn't. She fed us the most fantastic story you ever heard.
I did? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you should have heard it, Iris. It was a real whopper.
Well, that's the first honest thing you've said today.
Yeah.
All right, now come on, Liz. Now come on and give us the real story. And see that you make it better than the other one.
Better than the... Yeah. Well, that's a pretty tough order, but I'll try. You see, when I pulled up in front of Iris's house, I ran over something. And when I got out to look, I saw that it was the big toe of a tremendous giant.
A giant?
Yes. He was 80 feet tall and had a purple beard and three eyes in the middle of his forehead. He got mad when I said, "Hi, Shorty," and he picked up both our cars and started banging them together. First, he banged the front of my car against the back of Iris's. Then he banged the back of my car against the front of my car.
Yes, Lucille, whither away tonight?
Tonight, Robert, we visit Africa. Africa, the mysterious. You are an explorer, and I am your number one girl boy. Some deepest, darkest music, Wilbur.
Number one boy.
Yes, Mam Sahib.
The natives are restless tonight. Those drums, they drive me crazy. Don't they bother you?
No, I laugh at them.
Those are cannibal drums, Mem Sahib. They are like jungle telephones.
Well, what are they saying?
They are saying... Boom, 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 boom.
That much I can hear.
The message. Jell-O comes in six delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. It makes you think of the real ripe fruit itself because...
Hey, why did they stop?
They went to get change. They have to deposit 5 coconuts for next 3 minutes. Special process, so it can't get out till your first delectable spoonful. Look for the big red letters on the box. Hey, they spell Jell-O, and Jell-O spells a treat. Hey.
Now what?
Cannibals sing dinner music. Listen.
Oh, tonight we'll have for dinner a great big family. Oh, tonight we'll have for dinner a great big family. Explorer, yum yum yum. Missionary, yum yum yum. And the red haired number one boy, yes. Hurry.
Yikes, that's me. Good night, Mem Sahib.
You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rorick. Be sure to listen to Lucille Ball and My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by Jell-O. Bob Lamond speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Please send your questions and comments to host, classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Monday for another episode of My Favorite Husband and check in on Wednesday for the next installment of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. Until next time, in the words of Doug Larson, accomplishing the impossible only means that the boss will add it to your regular duties.